Having been driven out of Mosul in neighbouring Iraq, ISIL fighters have yet to do the same in Syria's Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. Those who've suffered the most are civilians. Many thousands are believed to be trapped in Raqqa city in northeast Syria, where the UN says it does not have any sustained access. Further east in Deir ez-Zor governorate, the UN has recorded mass displacement since the 1st of April. Here's Jens Laake from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA.
In both places, the humanitarian concerns are acute, I would say. Inside Raqqa city, for example, where fighting and military operations have continued, we estimate that there are somewhere between 20,000 and 50,000 people who are trapped inside. Around Raqqa, since the 1st of April, there has been a massive displacement. Also, hundreds of thousands of women and children and men have been displaced.
Those who have managed to flee ISIL in Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor have access to humanitarian aid, shelter and healthcare. But concern is growing for those left behind. They've been without clean water for weeks now, the UN says. Throughout Syria, the UN and its partners help 13.5 million people in need. More than 1.3 million require aid in Idlib governorate alone, where around 8,000 Syrian militants and refugees are reportedly being repatriated from Lebanon's border region. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.